SW, I'm back.
Kicks, I'm still here.
$4 is what you got this weekend?
Tomorrow I got to do some maintenance on the vehicles. They're both due some oil changes, so I got to take care of that. Just the other odds and ends, nothing really big.
I see it popped up on here, maintenance soon. Must be want me to change the oil.
Usually they're on a mileage or time where you got to do your routine service, oil changes, check your filters, that kind of thing.
4,600 miles on it.
How many miles they got on it already?
600.
That over the Christmas break, didn't you?
Down there. I don't remember exactly. Maybe in November, maybe. At least three times. That's what, 1,200 miles?
Yeah, it don't take long if you're driving them, really.
Primary car, if we go anywhere, it's even on the weekends or whatever. It's the first one in the driveway, so it's the easiest one to get out. Susan only drives her Jeep while to work. It's 16 miles. She's only been working one day a week.
Did they cut her hours, or did she choose to go to one day a week?
Started letting some other people come back and everything, and then they said no, they wasn't going to cut her hours and that, and then she, then somebody else didn't want to work this year, but they managed to fill in for him once in a while and that, so they just got her down to one day, but that's all right. It won't last long. They'll, they'll need her back because other people are just unreliable.
Unfortunately, that's the way it usually goes.
Owner figures out, that he's paying overtime for some of these other girls to, to take Susan's hours, that ain't gonna fly.
For HGX. Yeah, probably not. It's costing you more money that you don't have to spend.
The prices are already high enough.
I've heard you talk about some of it. I don't think I can afford to eat there.
And Susan gets a discount on hers, but most of the stuff there is, I don't really like it too much. I'd rather go to Cracker Barrel.
It's amazing some of these places, how they do things, and I guess that's why everything's so different, because we've got so many different people.
It is. They got people that go every day. They just must be independently wealthy, I guess.
Yes. I couldn't spend that much money every day to eat. That'd be just ridiculous.
Eggs and bacon and coffee's gonna cost you $20.
I know I eat out. Eat lunch 3 days a week, and right now that's getting ready to change too. With tip and everything, it's generally right at $15.
That's why a lot of the guys at work, they go out and grab something to eat. It's like, I'm just gonna take some leftovers or a PB&J or something.
I'm with you. I'm getting ready to flip my Monday and Wednesday routes, and that'll stop that Monday. I don't eat out. I just bring my lunch and eat it. So Wednesday I'll be doing the same thing, because I won't be meeting the other distributor anymore, so that'll cut that out. So I'll just be down to 2 days a week.
A little bit helps. You don't realize how much it adds up over the course of a month. I saw you over there at S&S yesterday when I passed.
Yeah, some good guys in there, but I don't know. Sometimes a little iffy on that shop.
That was my bad spot. Yeah, if I was a mechanic, I would have thought once I got my, my tool set going, that it'd be rare that I would need, new tools.
Surprised. Because the cars change every day. I know let's put it this way. When I was working, we were told there was a major production change every 35 days. So you figure, okay, let's say every 30 days. Now, there's a major production change. And then you got how many lines of vehicles? So things are constantly changing. There's new fasteners coming out. You got to have different tools to get to different places on the car now. So it's constantly changing. It's not just the same thing anymore. That's same thing a lot of these young guys. Well, I got my basic tools. I don't need anything anymore. You'll be buying tools the whole time you're working on cars.
About it, like that. Usually, the regular guy just doesn't work on them all that often.
That's why you hear all these guys, Harbor Freight. Well, they sell a basic line of hand tools, and they're okay for the homeowner, but when you go to using them every day, day in and day out, they're not dependable. Toolbox slides, they'll fall apart usually within a year, year and a half at best, because you think top drawer with 600 pounds in it, I open it 50 times a day getting sockets out. So that kind of thing. It's just wear and tear on them. They're just not built for that commercial side of things. A bad tool is just they're not built for that kind of use. Hardening process and, chrome plating peels off. The hardening process is not the same. So they wear out.
What happened to the good old days when, you could get to everything pretty easy? You didn't need a lot of specialty stuff.
Or no more. Just to do something simple anymore is an oil change. You got to have special tools to do it on a lot of cars now.
Under this one, I know the Honda, it had a big skid plate you had to take off just to get to anything under the bottom.
And that one probably does too. Usually, stuff like that, it's there for aerodynamics, wind drag, so that it gets that much better fuel economy. So they'll usually have a little plastic thing down there or something that you got to move, because that's not really meant to go off-roading anymore.
Big plate over the catalytic converters to keep people from getting them, right?
Some people are doing that. They're putting welding big cages over them so they can't get to them.
I caught on my camera with the reflective vest suits and said she saw him walking down the road like he might live in the subdivision.
Well, he'll have some explaining to do.
KN4 TFW. Pretty day today, isn't it? In the 60s.
I had looked this morning to see if they've changed it. It's 39 degrees up here right now.
46 in Lyman. It's not too bad out this morning.
Been 58 up here, so looks like it's going to be a nice weekend.
Tonight, but out of here by like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Not showing any rain at all on the, well, yeah, there's a slight chance. And not even enough for them to put it on here. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, a chance of freezing rain after midnight. Ice accumulation around a trace. Low in the mid-30s. So, I doubt it.
Traffic this morning, some reason everyone must have took this Friday off.
Hey, you never know. Y'all were saying there was a lot of traffic yesterday, and it seemed like it for me, too, once I got down the mountain. But maybe they did. Might have plans for the weekend for Valentine's Day.
Supposed to be in here this morning?
Don't remember. I don't know.
Something about having to drive his truck to pick up the bicycles or something.
That, but I don't remember when it was, to be honest with you. It was work yesterday with all the visitors.
Good. I didn't, I had to spend, I don't know, 45 minutes with him, and all I did was just, you know, I just had seen him moving the lift, and had to write a report and go down there and show where I saw him at and everything. They're doing a pretty good little investigation. I mean, the company president was there, she was there, and the VP and a bunch of other wheels. I think there's 8 or 10 of them came in, and then the OSHA guy came in.
About it on the radio yesterday and said OSHA was going to be there. The county was doing some kind of investigations. I don't know. I mean, sounds like it was pretty obvious that of what happened.
It said that the boom was, the basket itself was within, you know, 2 feet of the wire. So, I mean, that'd do it on that. But, you know, I was looking at it from a distance, and there's pine trees, you know, not far from them, and you can't hardly see the wires for the pine trees, and then the sun was there, and it's possible he just never saw it.
Very possible, sounds like. but that's why you got to be very, very aware of your surroundings when you're using those things, and it's easy to get careless with them.
For us, you have to have a spotter on that the whole time you're moving one.
I bet they make somebody down there with the rental companies now. When they come in to do service, they have an employee with them spotting them or watching them now.
Right, and then I had heard that they were going to see if Duke Power would put up a fence there to kind of block that area off. United Rental Company, they're coming out doing their investigation, and Dick Power doing their investigation. So you got a lot of people out there.
And it's good that they review that stuff and check on it, because, like I said, it's easy to get complacent with things when it's always been that way.
Nuisance alarms that back up on the, you know, pop up on a screen, you know. 99 times out of 100, it's the same time, but then, you know, it's the same one, but then that one time, you think it's that one, it's always popping up, and it's something different.
I'm guilty of it myself when doing things like that. You're just running through stuff, and you're like, I should have stopped and read that.
You know, pretty somber move yesterday, and you know, the supervisor would say, you know, we all do it, you know, didn't tie the ladder off or didn't lock everything out or something, you know, and it's that one thing that bites you. And so, like you said, we all do it.
We all do it and get in a hurry and, it'll be all right this time. And then that's the time it reminds you that you need to be careful.
Chemical plant burned down because, you know, people were using the lift and contractors and bumped the valve. A year ago, year and a half, whatever, it was a huge fire. I think it was like in Illinois or Indiana or something, but yeah, bumped the valve, and then when they got it closed, but then started firing, it burned the whole plant down.
That now. Didn't dawn on me at first, but now I do.
Had counselors out there yesterday and everything, so I mean, the company did everything that they can, you know what I mean, trying to figure it out and prevent it.
What you can do is try to stop the next time, man. I mean, there's no way of really preventing it if somebody wants to do something like it.
Good morning, M4ZLK.
Rage Kicks, hope you had a good night.
Good morning, Shane, KN4TFW.
Home, making a cup of tea, so does that say anything?
A short night.
Been good.
Greenville last night about a little before 9:30, which is earliest I've ever left, and everything just kind of fell into place. And I'm already home.
Smooth for you. That's always a good thing.
Been sitting in traffic
11 hours, so. But yeah, no traffic. Anyway, I just want to say good morning. I'm on my HT and heard you in there, Ken. I was just going to say, doesn't Patrick always sound a lot more relaxed on Friday mornings?
That is.
Enjoy it. I know you deserve it. You guys have a good one. And I just turned the radio on. I'm not sure what you're talking about other than a plant fire or a chemical plant something, but I hope that wasn't where you were, Ken.
Something that happened a year ago at another chemical plant and that, but we were talking about we had somebody perish out here on Wednesday and that, so there's a big investigation going on.
Sorry to hear that. I hate to hear that. I know it happens every once in a while, but it's not a good thing whenever it does.
But we're just thinking about his family and that, and you know, all the wheels were down and OSHA was down, and then his company was doing an investigation and Duke Power doing an investigation. So there's been people, all kinds of people in there this week.
It's not a good time. Did you know him very well?
Say a contract that he was servicing the boom lifts, and that it was his first time there at the plant, but we're trying to figure out why he raised the boom lift up, but he raised it up and got into the seriously high voltage power lines.
I heard about that last week. Wednesdays, I don't really pay attention to any news. I sleep and then I get up and do stuff around here, work out in the garage or something, but I did hear something Thursday morning, I think, about that. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm sorry, Patrick, for jumping in on you like that, interrupting the conversation, but you guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later on, maybe. N4ZLK.
Interrupt nothing. You're just fine. Man, glad to have you. Glad you made it home. Fatigue. KO4HKX. 73 Shane.
73 Shane. Good to hear you. And yeah, you're never interrupting. You're welcome anytime. KN4TFW.
Heard the snark there, Patrick. Just that little bit. Since I'm home so early. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
You have a good one, Shane. And go ahead, Ken.
Got the blue lights on the side of the road. Got somebody for must be fast driving.
Fund the state patrol with tickets that you could write there on 85 with that going on.
What about that? They worked it hard here, but man, it just seems like you need about twice as many. Time I'm on, you know, and if I run 5 or 6 under the limit, it costs me like a minute and a half.
If you actually do the math on that, you'd have to be doing twice the speed to really be doing any good, and then you run the risk of something happening, and it just ain't worth it.
Brother and sister-in-law, they can make it from Cary down here in 4 hours, and it's like, man, why you're running 80 the whole time, and it's like it just ain't worth it. I mean, if you get in a wreck, it's going to be bad, and if you could get a speeding ticket or all kinds of stuff, and the amount of time you save, what, 40 minutes?
Enjoy the less stress and relaxed feeling when I get where I'm going. and then not have to deal with the revenue sharing coupons.
See, when on the side, I never even touch the brakes because I know I ain't doing any.
Me, I'm not concerned when I see one other than a normal car, because not doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. So definitely not speeding in that tool truck.
It is. It's going to take a minute to get it stopped, right?
And you have to plan for all the people cutting your stopping distance by jumping over in front of you.
Patient, where I get off here at the interstate, it, you know, jumped 30 cents like everybody else, but now the last 2 days, it's went up a penny each day.
What amazes me is how fast it goes up, but how slow it comes down.
It's going to be a good day. I saw a text pop up on the screen. I think they bought biscuits this morning for everybody. That'll be awesome. And the contractors won't be here today and Monday, so that'll be awesome.
Sounds like you're going to have a quiet day. And they're trying to, the company buying biscuits, they're trying to get back in everybody's good graces or something.
Didn't get any of that. Give me another 10, 15 seconds. Now, I know it's me now, my antenna, and then because I know you didn't move.
I'm on my base, and nothing has changed there. I'm watching the S meter. I'm still receiving a repeater just fine. But what I was saying is this company do something. They're trying to get back in everybody's good graces.
The individual that bought them.
That's them. I know we used to do that sometimes. Working at the dealership, somebody swing by and pick up biscuits or something. Or we've even had people come in and fix breakfast while we were there.
It's going to be busy. There's an ISO tanker and two other tankers sitting here at the gate. They're sitting here on the side. Yeah, they're going to be busy.
They go by faster. If everybody's busy, get the weekend started. It's about time for me to get ready to pull out. I got to leave here at about 7 o'clock heading to Charlotte. So you have a good day. Good to talk to you this morning. And never know, might catch you this afternoon.
Please have a safe trip there and a good day. And, that, and I'll catch you maybe over the weekend. I just rolled the gate anyway. KN4 TFW 73.
Hey, fine, I'll talk to you again. You and Miss Susan have a good weekend, and I'll catch you Monday. KO4HKX, clear.